This ashes in our forehead, we had it this morning, 7 o'clock. We had an early liturgy of the word. This is the inner repentance. So this is an exterior sign of an inner repentance. That's the meaning of one meaning of ashes that we put. And as we have discussed already last Sunday also, the two symbols of ashes is that first, it is a sign of our mortality. That's why one of the rites when we put the ashes, you are dust, and to dust you will return. So that's the first meaning of this ashes. And the second one is that repentance. That's why we say repent and believe in the gospel. So we will do the imposition of ashes after communion. Today and Good Friday are the only 2 days of the whole year for public fasting and abstinence. And that's why in the first reading, we hear Joel inviting us to have this fasting. And this is equivalent with the Jewish tradition that they have the Day of Atonement, wherein they ask prayer to the Lord. And to be sorry for all our sins. But as we enter this whole journey of Lent, 40 days, 40 nights, our gospel is teaching us to do this fasting in secret, to do our prayer in secret, and to do our almsgiving in secret, so that the Father who sees in secret will reward us. And in our gospel, it says that Jesus said, when you give alms, not if you give alms. So that's very important, as Dr. Brandt Petri will say. So what is almsgiving? Almsgiving is giving money or clothing or possessions of some sort to the poor, to the needy, or to the church. So you could give alms to the temple in the first century, or you could give it to the poor. So Jesus expects his disciples to be regular almsgivers. He expects his disciples to be personally, but regularly. And his command to them is that when you do this, do it in secret. Do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your reward will be from your Father and others. Second, that we intensify in this season is prayer. Notice that Jesus did not say, if you pray. He says, when you pray. So he expects his disciples to be not occasional prayers, but regular prayers. A disciple of Jesus is supposed to be a person who regularly prays. And what Jesus is saying here is, don't just do that in public, like at Mass. You should be praying in secret, in your home, in private, in your car, or while walking. Go into your inner room and pray to your Father who is in secret. And when he sees in secret, he will reward you. And then the third one that we usually do in this season of Lent is the very important one, that we do fasting, because sometimes this is penitential practices that we have. Jesus says, when you fast, not if you fast. So Jesus expects his disciples to fast regularly. What does that mean? Well, what is fasting? Fasting is a biblical practice. You'll see it all throughout the Old Testament, and you'll see it in the New Testament as well. The basic meaning of fasting, just to kind of sum it all, is to abstain from either all food or to abstain from food and drink. It takes different forms. Sometimes it's abstinence from food and drink. Sometimes it's just abstinence from food. But in the tradition of the church, like the rule of Benedict, the ordinary meaning of fasting would be to abstain from food and drink until the evening. So it'd be one meal per day, and usually a very simple meal in the night. So that's the way. But in our teaching in the Catholic Church now, they are for fasting, at least you are 18 years old until you are 59. So if you are above 59, you're exempted of this obligation to fast. But still, abstinence is from 14 years old above. So abstinence meaning we don't eat meat or fowls or four-legged animals and two-legged animals on this season of Lent, but especially on Fridays of the Lent. That's the abstinence. So we do this, of course, to sacrifice, to discipline our body so that as we starve our body a little bit, we will be more conscious of what's happening in our body, and then we will be remembering also that it's a Lenten season. That's why we sacrifice, because we want to help for salvation of souls, not just our own soul, but also the salvation of our loved ones and any person who needs our prayer and sacrifice. So that's the one thing that we do in this season of Lent. But another thing that we usually do, of course, is what we heard in our second reading, wherein St. Paul was inviting us all to return to the Lord, and also that we be reconciled to God because you are ambassador with God, and that this is the day of salvation. If you have been not gone to confession for a long time, 1 year or 2 years or 10 years, now is the time of salvation. Now is the time to receive this reconciliation with God and with His church. And if you have been to Mass every Sunday, so this is also the time that we try to come to Mass every Sunday. And if you are available to come to Mass every day, then also this is the time. This is the time of salvation. This is the time that we increase our prayer life. So we intensify our prayer life in this time. We'll intensify also our almsgiving, our charitable works, and we intensify also our personal sacrifices so that we can help one another. So we ask the Lord, we ask Our Lady of Mercy, Our Lady of Joy, to intercede for us as we enter this holy season of Lent. Amen.